An idea popped into my head. Okay, sure. Come closer and I'll see what I can do. Hehe. Have you figured out my wicked plan? Hehehe. Wallace was such a greedy gut, he couldn't turn down a free meal. He hopped over to the cage, licking his chops and rubbing his wings together.
Just hand it through a little at a time, pup.
I drew back a paw and gave the can a good slap. A moment later, Wallace was blinking his eyes, dripping juice off the end of his beak, and wearing most of the corn on his face.
Now, you didn't need to do that. Junior, did you see what he done?
Now it was my turn to laugh.
Ha! That's what I think of you and your music, Wallace. Corn for a corny song.
I thought it was a pretty good trick, but you know what? After he got over the shock, the old coot went right to work, pecking every corn kernel he could find.
It needs a little salt, but this ain't half bad. Junior, you might want to get in on some of this.
Junior just grinned.
That's okay, Pa. I'll just watch.
He looked at me and shrugged.
He's kind of greedy.
Yes, I noticed. It took Wallace about a minute and a half to clean up the corn. He flashed a smile, rubbed his belly, and burped.
Mighty fine, mighty fine. Corn's just corn, but it beats a poke in the eye.
His gaze slid around to me.
And it beats sitting in a trap, too. Boy, I know you're proud of yourself.
Junior shook his head.
Pa, don't rub it in.
Why not? Thunder, he was trying to trap me in that thing.
Yeah, and you were so dumb you couldn't even find the door. Wallace thought about that for a moment.
Well, it all worked out, didn't it? You're in the trap and I'm fixing to get airborne and hunt grub. Junior, let's move along. I've got a feeling there's a nice squashed rabbit awaiting for me on the side of some lonely road.
Junior waved goodbye and slipped through the door. Wallace gave me one last wink and a sneer and ducked outside. I heaved a sigh of relief. At last, peace and quiet. I glanced around the shed and suddenly the full weight of my dilemma came crashing down on my head. Holy smokes, how had I gotten myself into this mess? I mean, the whole idea of going inside the trap was to demonstrate. Oh, brother, Slim would never understand this. When he showed up to check the trap, he would... I couldn't even imagine what he would say. I had to get out. I reached for the microphone of my mind and sent out an urgent APB.
Hank the Drover, over. Attention, please. This is Unit 1. We need backup in the feed shed immediately. Repeat, we're calling for backup. This is not a drill, Drover. It's a Code 3 emergency. Do you copy?
I strained my ears and listened. Nothing. No, wait. I seemed to be picking up a faint swishing noise. Perhaps the sound of a small, stub-tailed dog moving in my direction. I waited and hoped and listened to the pounding of my heart. The sounds grew louder. Yes,
it was Drover. He was coming to save me.